Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Gnarly Munchies. I hope you guys are excited for, as me. We had this one in the works a while back. I don't really talk about my next guest because last time I used to talk about my next guest, that shit would fall through. Anyway, that's not here there. I don't dwell on the past. I keep moving forward to the future. I hope you guys are all well. Let's shout out to the homies, Skate for Changes, We Unfuck the World, and Live and Enjoy Movement. Yo, I hope everything is well. I hope you guys are great. Let's get into this episode. I'm going to stop talking now so you can listen to the good shit.
Shit, I'm ready whenever, bro. Let's get this shit going.
I got this shit recorded right now.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Just as you said, let's get this shit on. But,
sheesh.
Hold on. Take that hit. Go ahead. After you get done with that hit, introduce yourself, sir.
Video too, is this just audio?
Oh, it's just audio. No visual.
Okay, bet. You know, it's Ed Garner, a.k.a. Ronnie Exotica. You know what I mean? Ronnie Papacito. You know what I'm saying? Ronnie. You know what I mean? It's me, man. Me and the flesh, bro. I was gonna go way longer, but we just gonna chill, bro. We're not even here for all that. Yeah,
you do the fucking one, bro. This podcast has no structure.
I love
what you say, bro. if we get into a little verbal argument, I'll be like, ain't shit later.
Let's do it, bro. Whatever. Here for whatever, man. I'm gonna have to get some wine, man. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, if you gotta get your libations, bro, you gotta take a break. We gotta take a break to get the libations. Fuck these niggas, they gotta deal with the break.
For this, yeah, and you can edit it too, so it'll be like boom, right back.
Nah, run some G shit. Like when it does happen, if I pause it and it come back, they'll never know how long the break was for.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Realistic. Like, they don't have that real realistic feeling where they just sitting there like, yo, how long he gonna be gone for?
So you just like to keep the long break in?
Sometimes I would. Depends on what's going on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's all a thing.
I feel it.
Yeah, it's just like what the vibe is. It's like how...
I'm gonna cop some more.
You know what I'm saying? A real conversation, because most people don't sit back and just talk with one another. We usually be mad.
Yeah, man. Dude, I've been going through a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit. Like, fucking today, right? Today, I think somebody stole my Glock out of my car.
The fuck?
Yeah, today's been wild. I went to go see the surgeon. And I compared my MRIs from, like, I had another MRI last year. End of May, and I just had one because I was fucking, I was just in San Diego, dude, and I was drunk as fuck on a bird scooter, and I fell, crashed out, and my shoulder fucking went out pretty violently, bro, and so, like, compared to MRIs, because I've had maybe two dislocations since my last MRI, bro, and it's just, like, I could see the shit on the images, how my labrum, like, this part of your shoulder, this cartilage between, like, the ball and the other fucking shoulder joint, right? Like, your shoulder joint sits on your shoulder like a fucking golf ball on a golf.
Yeah, it's like a little ball bearing joint that goes, like...
Between that shit is this piece of cartilage called the labrum, right?
Right.
And my shit is, like, totally fucking blown out.
Which is, shit.
Yeah, so like, bro, man, I'm kind of considering the surgery and shit, you know, like, I don't know, man. But, yeah, that was just my day, you know, a lot of shit going on today.
You know what's crazy, though, about the whole surgery thing? You know, they have the new tech where, like, if you get shots in your arm, they can kind of regenerate the cartilage and bullshit. But if you don't have the money to do it, they don't fuck with it.
As much as I've heard, the PRP injections, they don't really, like, I've heard they don't regrow cartilage. Like, I've heard it like, regrows, like, soft tissue, you know, like, muscles. But, There's like not nothing. I've heard they don't really do shit for your cartilage.
Oh,
as far as I understand it, because I've heard people talk about that shit for years. You know.
Yeah, me too. I don't know shit about it. I just be quoting shit that I hear on the internet.
Yeah.
Or on YouTube. Or whatever I'm watching for the moment.
It's all fucking good. Let me fucking pay for this fucking beer real quick.
Word, man. Handle the business.
Start fucking focusing on this convo. But yeah, man, you know, like, ups and downs, you know? It is what it is.
Word. Bro, how did somebody steal your Glock out of the car, though?
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, literally, I have a 2019, like, Honda. And so it's got the electric keys, like, where you walk away, that the car is supposed to lock, you know?
Man, that's bullshit, bro. That's bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. I think I went to Best Buy, and that's why I was in there for, like, 20 minutes. Somebody stole it out of my car, bro, yesterday, because I remember it was in there. And it's, I have this small apartment. I'm looking around, you know? It should be somewhere, but it's not. It's crazy.
Right. And that's something that you don't want to get stolen. That's not...
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking wild, dude. You know, that's my first gun I ever bought. I mean, it's whatever. We got more guns. You know,
he pulls out the other Glock.
it's an HK.
Oh.
But, I mean, dude, that just sucks. That was my car gun. And it was like, it was in this bag, and the bag is gone. And it's like, I don't know, man. I don't take that shit out of my car.
You're a wild boy.
Definitely got stolen.
I ain't even getting into the questions yet. You a wild boy. You always been a wild boy from what I've seen. From what I've seen you at Acme, you was a wild boy.
Cool guy, man. That's what Acme, that's when we first met?
I believe Acme, but you got hurt. You was fucking tight.
Oh, yeah, like the last Acme, but when I fucked up my fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, that was terrible.
Yeah.
My fingers are still fucked up from that. Like, this is how much I can bend my hand.
That's just, I mean...
It's a little better, but it's not that. I mean, it's still fucked, dude.
Bro, it adds that extra accessibility. Nah, you can't like put the finger get extra motion.
Really, like it got I'm not, man. Yeah, I literally lost a bunch of motion. Like lost a bunch. I can't fucking bend this joint right now.
So you got like it's just like a useless. Oh,
you know, like that's how much I can bend the like from that joint.
Oh.
Kind of like a bummer, dude. You know,
yeah,
like
it is a bummer.
Yeah, like that's I can't like bend these more than that.
You can't make a fist out of that shit?
Yeah, I can't make a fist like by myself. It's kind of like actively I can't do it. I can like fucking bend them in, but like actively, like passively, I can bend them into a fist, but actively I can't make a fist. You know?
Yeah, it's over skateboarding. Anyway, yo, bro, how long you been skateboarding, man? And, like, when did you start skateboarding? When?
2020. It's 2021. I started in, like...
It's 2022, bro.
Oh, it's 2022. Wow, yeah. I'm high. 2022. I probably started in 2011. Like, 2011.
Damn. How old was you?
I was, like, 15, 16.
Are you a baby?
Okay. Yeah, I started in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I had this friend, and I got him into smoking weed. And it was over. After that, it was over. It's up.
So, you got him into smoking weed, like, for the trade-off, like, I'm going to teach you how to skate. You get me to smoke.
Well, I mean, nah, that's just, like, how our fucking relationship started, you know? Like, we was just, like, we were just friends in high school. Like, I kind of knew him and shit. And then, like, I don't know. I was just, like, fascinated with the skate shit. And then, like, I was just starting to smoke weed at the same time. We was, like, smoking. And then, like, boom, it was up. It was just over, dude. It was just, like, the perfect timing.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy, dude. That's just weird. That's the funniest story I ever heard, a start skating story. Like,
yeah. And then, like, senior year of high school. Like, we were scout skating all the time. I quit soccer to skate.
No shit.
I was doing soccer, like, all throughout high school. But, I don't know, I couldn't do the practice every day after school for 2 hours. So I was like, that's not because you should be skating then. I quit.
Wow.
Dude, I skipped my fucking high school prom to go to the first Ithaca slide jam, bro.
Stop playing, bro.
I met gods.
You straight dub, Joe. I was like, this is a dub.
Yeah, for real. I don't even regret it to this day. Don't regret
my
it.
My G. That's some lit shit right there. You can't.
Oh my God.
You can't get no more dedicated than that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're sure.
Yeah, I remember smoking blunts like before the jam, just walking up the hill, just like out of breath from just the blunt smoke. You know what I'm saying? Just still skating all day. That was a great jam. I think that first jam, I think Byron, that shit was at that first jam. That shit was crazy.
I didn't even get to the scene until later on. Ithaca was like slowing down. That's one jam, huh?
When'd you start skating?
I started 2014.
Okay, bad.
Yeah, I was a rapper.
You was a rapper?
I was battle rapping and all that shit, man. You can find me on YouTube.
Oh shit, you was battle rapping.
Yeah.
Oh yo, you gotta give me like your best bar right quick.
Best bar, damn, nigga.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, cause you battle rappers, I like how they just be crazy with the raps. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not So battle. So
it's like, oh, shit.
So I wasn't. So battle rapping was just some shit I did because I knew the people.
Yeah.
I knew.
I feel like if I was in a battle rap, it would have it like. Did y'all have crews around you and shit? Like,
I was dolo about my shit. I wasn't fucked.
Oh, like you against somebody else, dolo?
Oh yeah, I was dolo by myself, but somebody else would have a crew. I did one battle, and then I was doing like way back in the day. We had Tiny Chat. We had fucking. I was going to my man's battle. I didn't want to battle because I was just a rama. I was just spitting.
Yeah,
and it was like I was around that nigga all the fucking time, and all he did was battle. So you pick up other people's traits, and you're just like, all right, I'll give you that six. I'll give you a 16, but like. I'm trying to think of what 16 is. So, matter of fact, I'm gonna give you the shit when I first started writing again when I took a break.
You know what? We don't even have to do that, bro. That's
bad.
All good.
Bad.
That shit is. We gonna do it later when I'm more drunk.
Bet. I noticed you do music. Oh, there it goes.
Yeah, I've been known to do some music.
I thought your bed came, saying he's ready to go.
Oh, they calling me right now. Oh, I'm gonna have to fight. I had to do it. Hey yo, hello. Okay, are you outside? Where are you at? Okay, by the tennis courts. Alright, I'll be there in 2 minutes. Alright, yeah, just pause this.
I'll pause it. Yeah, that is type shit quick, though. That was the fastest delivery ever. I'm recording that too. And you got some Modelos. Where the fuck did they go? Who's your dude?
That's what I'm saying, man. We in Asheville, man. We in the promised land, bro.
Who's the Uber driver out here? They just be out here like, yo, I'm gonna get there in 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's called GoPuff, dude. It's changed my fucking life.
No doubt. Well, we was getting it. Where we left off at? Where did we leave?
I was talking about like how I got into skating.
How'd you got into skateboarding? Like, how did that
rain? Oh, no, high school and shit.
High school, prom, you skip your prom to go to the slide jam.
Yeah.
Like, straight up said, nah, I'm done with this shit. I'm out.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Like, I'm going to be a skateboarder.
Dude, I was just so fucking into it back then, you know? I loved the shit, right? I loved the shit, bro. Like, it was all I thought about, you know?
No doubt, dude. I understand that feeling. Where you at? Where exactly are you from? What was it like figuring out your places? I obviously went from this 15-year-old kid to I'm going to travel the skateboard everywhere.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It was really organic. I'm from Maryland. So what happened was like I went on this fucking family trip and went to Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
And skated fucking Haleakala, the volcano, out there, you know? Like, dropped into a fucking cloud with some locals and shit. And then I skated in Oahu with Daryl Freeman, bro. Like, Daryl Freeman skated with me, bro. I was like, only been skating for like a couple years, dude, you know? But yeah. I was like, damn, I was getting rapidly good, you know? Yeah. And dude, I just reached out to fucking, to just like some people out there and shit. I don't even know how the fuck it happened, bro. Like, but I don't know. Like, I just met Daryl Freeman at this 808 skate shop out there in Maui. And then, like, dude, we ended up like smoking a fucking bubbler and like, in this alleyway. And like, I don't know if you, Daryl Freeman is like one of the first person who started doing like stand-up slides, bro. Like,
no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he used to race like X Games in the early 2000s when it was like on fucking ESPN and shit. You know what I mean?
No shit.
Yeah, so like, this is a fucking like legend, bro. Like, so yeah. We just fucking, and he showed me some runs and shit. Like, he told me where some runs were at, and I went and go skating with my parents and shit. But it was just dope, bro. And then after that same trip, I'm fucking on the way back. So we spent that day in San Francisco. And, like, fucking some of the comment, like, Vallant dudes, I was, like, kind of talking to them at the time, and they let me stay with them for, like, a day and a night, bro. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, it was dope as shit, bro. We just kind of hit it off. And then they started flowing me product after that, you know, when I got back. And then kind of from there, that's kind of where it popped off, for real.
No doubt. So being within the industry, like, what is that? What is it like being at that tier of skateboarding? Like, how did you get yourself into that? Like, I know it's just, like, wild, but it's just, what is the experiences? What can you equate it to?
Ah, dude, it was fun. Like, my peak when I was like, when the industry, because I feel like there's not as much money in the industry right now. No. But like, oh, like back when I had like a fucking like a couple $1,000 travel budget, and I fucking was going to events and shit. Dude, it was dope. You know, it was fire. Like, I did a stunt for this Don Cheadle show on Showtime, bro, where they like flew me out to LA, dude, and I did like a stunt for this fucking show. It was kind of dope, man.
I definitely remember that shit. That was all over the place.
Yeah, man. It was like, bro, it was like the rock star level of shit. It was like what you kind of wanted to get at, you know? Yeah, like, it was a perfect storm, man. Like, I had a lot of fun back then, you know?
It is kind of hard to get to that level of achievement. There's one experience that broke the fucking internet that's still probably going viral. Is that car when you dodged?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, when you
dodged. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I still do this shit, bro. Still do this shit. I just transitioned, bro. I transitioned. Like, around 2017, I started putting up my own money for shit. Like, when kind of the sponsorships and shit, when it started, like, dying down because it's, you know, the inconsistencies of me being injured, right?
Yeah.
I just started putting up my own money for shit, man. And it was way better. I could just do whatever the fuck I wanted to do.
Feels good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, and like, yeah, that's what led to like where I'm at now, you know, just transitioning my skating into going faster, you know, just going faster and just skating like more downhill shit. Because I don't know, like I went to fucking, what was it? What year was it? It was 2018. I went to a Killington and like I had these Caliber trucks on and I'm looking around and like nobody's got trucks that are these wide and it's like going 60 on this mountain except me, bro. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this shit outdated, you know? So then I started fucking with road trucks and I got the 145 millimeters and I was like, oh, this is pretty good, you know, right when I moved to Boone. And then I just did the plunge to the little small slalom trucks. And yeah, I loved it, man. I like how that shit just wraps, you know. God, I was doing pretty good until I got taken out at fucking at Acme, man. You know.
Yo, that's the motherfucker.
You know.
Yo, how did that go down? Like, all right, so two things I wanted to always ask you about was the car incident. Because that shit, everybody was talking mad shit about that shit, and nobody's actually really heard it from your mouth.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So what went down with that shit? Like, so how did that happen? Like, The
which one?
The yeah, which car incident?
Because there's a Beamer one. There's a Beamer one on my Instagram. There's one at the end of YCNC.
I think the shoulder block one, when you straight like checked the car and you dipped out.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's the like, yeah, bro. I was just filming. We were filming moto runs with my friend River was filming me, and so we had this crazy ass rig, dude, where we have this gimbal on the front of this Harley Davidson with the GoPro 9 on it. Oh, wow. You know, and it, yeah, so it's pretty. It's never been done before. Like, so that's pretty crazy. Right. This homeless, he keeps fucking walking around my apartment. I think he stole my gun. I don't know. He probably didn't. I'm just putting it on. But anyway. So literally, and like, bro, I was just fucking taking a run. And like, dude, I saw the Beamer coming around. And then I saw how wide it was, dude. So it was like, I had to fucking back the shit in there. Right. You know, like Aaron Hampshire type style, you know? And I just kind of backed that in there like fucking like a toe side Uncle Jammers. Right. And boom, man. But yeah, like my Reesh kind of skidded. It was at the perfect time. Like the car stopped at the perfect time where it like didn't destroy my fucking shoulder.
Right. And yeah. I was like, how did you manage to get through that shit without fucking obliterating your shoulder? Like you rolled through it or some shit, but nah.
Yeah, I was definitely lucky.
That was the perfect timing.
Definitely blessed. God was looking out for me right there. But yeah.
So the car, so you're telling me that the car slowed down just enough. It wasn't like, so the camera looks like the car was still moving because y'all was moving.
Nah, yeah. Once the car, you know, kind of saw that there's like a dude followed by like a fucking car, like it started slowing down. But he fucked up because he was already so far like outside on the turn. Was a left, like, so he was fucked up. All he could do was stop, like, he's so dumb, you know. Beamer drivers, this is a stereotype, but like, he's just in the fucking middle of the road, so he just, all he could do was stop. So I didn't have anywhere to go, you know what I mean? So I kind of had to go as wide as I could after starting to go to the apex, you know. Right. So there's a lot going on in that clip,
yeah.
And he stopped at the right time, basically, yeah.
Yeah, dude, fuck. Because the way it looked like it would have obliterated your fucking shoulder. It was scary for anybody that did downhill. It was like looking at that shit like, oh, I'm going to the hill and a car come up. Some asshole could be way too wide in the turns.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro, that should be fucking in my head.
Hell yeah.
I like those public runs. I don't know. I can't even think about it. When you're in a public road, you just be like, yo, son, I'm about to assess this shit for a bit. And you got that dark, what is it, like the blind corner? And you just
yeah.
For some dickhead, don't do some dumb shit. Like, oh, please don't be stupid. I just want to play with the corner for a little bit. Nobody come around and shit in my life.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know if you've seen YCNC, but the end of that, there's like an even gnarlier clip with like a big truck in Tennessee. And it's like a double yellow road. So he was on his side of the road, but still really fucking close. And that like same situation, like similar situation, but like faster left turn. But this time there was like a big guardrail.
How fast is YCNC?
Oh, YCNC is it's a 10-minute video that I spent like a month or so like filming. There's a shit ton of roads in it. Like the fastest shit in there
is probably middle.
I think I watched it,
and I think it was on the Zaza month because it came out this year.
It came out New Year. New Year's, yeah.
I definitely, because New Year's, I started this month Zaza on the website, and that was one of the first videos.
Hell yeah.
No, that wasn't New Year's, that was February, and that was one of the first videos I posted, because that shit was fire.
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, dude, you're like, your skating is gnarly, but please take care of yourself when you do that shit.
Like, yeah, I'm trying to, man. I don't know how my labrum is right now. It's like seriously kind of considering maybe getting surgery. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do right now. But yeah, man, you know, I'm just trying to stay positive.
Yeah, dude, fuck this. Like, that's gotta do what you gotta do at the end of the day.
On God, man.
Word. Anyway, what? Yo, I got more weed.
Yes, more weed. Every day is 420.
That's facts. I don't know what took them so long to legalize the shit. You know, this shit should have been legalized back in the 1970s. After they ended alcohol
prohibition, it never should have been illegalized.
It never should have been legalized. I haven't heard that shit in a minute. Where is the poker? Here we go. Yo, the joys about doing this podcast is like you can sit anywhere in the world, like without the visual shit. That's why I like doing the non-visual, so I can sit. You like. People can just speculate what you're doing at the current moment. It gives this moment of a mystery. It's, well, not moment, but like this feeling of mystery.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever see yourself like getting a, like, you know, having a visual element with the podcast at some
point? Yes, bro, of course. Why wouldn't I? Like, why would you not get a studio and just chill and have like skate videos playing up there while you fucking talking shit?
Hell yeah.
Or you could do like a top 10 video type shit and be sitting and do a whole podcast watching skate videos talking shit with your
hell boy, yeah,
drinking beers, smoking yeah, butt. Like,
I think that would be cool, man. I think that would be cool.
That is the future right there. That is the future I want. But it's just like, takes time building from nothing, like without financial backing. You gotta build like literally the following, which is free. Like it's just you spending money.
Yeah, it takes a while to get all that shit in motion.
Cause right now you got what you got. You got the wheels going on the YC. You, I mean the Yoke Crew.
Well, those are sold out, man. Those are sold out.
Those are gone.
Sold out, man.
Man, nigga, that was quick.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they went like hotcakes.
Yeah. What else you got going on, man? With the Yo Crew.
Dude. I'm gonna do some merch later on this year, probably. But yeah, just basically trying to promote the next generation, man, of YC. We got like Daniel Meyer. You know what I'm saying? Jesse, Fabrizio, you know what I mean? Just all my young cats out there, you know, and a lot of the Asheville scene. And I don't know, like, YC's a legendary lifestyle brand, you know? That's, I mean, it's skating, but it's like a family type thing, you know?
Right.
And I don't know, there's always shit coming from Yo Crew, but it's like, shit's so deep. I love my Yo Crew brothers. Shout out to y'all. Like, And all the women associated with Yo Crew, we got you know the first women on Yo Crew officially.
Copy. That's lit. Yeah. That's lit.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like Lil Wayne when he was like, yeah, and I just signed Nicki Minaj.
You got these first. Yo, what is it like? Yo, what is it like coming from Baltimore? Because I know Baltimore has Maryland. I'm saying Baltimore, Maryland, to Asheville, skating Asheville. Because what, like, y'all got hills in
Maryland. Definitely better, like, way better. There's way more mountains. It's a lot of people to skate with, you know. And it's just way better. It's like if you like to skate big mountains, this is the region, North Carolina right now, Western North Carolina is the zone. Like even right now, like as we're talking, there's like people, like world class skaters here right now, like Chase Hiller, a bunch of Australian dudes.
Yeah, I heard about
that. I'd be skating with them too if my shoulder wasn't messed up right now, you know.
I heard about the Aussies being there. I knew about that. I think couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Homie Zen told me that they was going out to skate Asheville. I was like, oh, everybody's going to fucking Asheville. Like, damn it, I need to go to Asheville.
Yeah,
it's like one of those things. Like, you keep hearing about Asheville, it's like the new California. Now you've skated Cali. You have a history with Cali. What would you prefer? What would you prefer, Cali or Asheville?
Asheville. I haven't skated a lot of Southern California.
Okay.
Or like Santa Barbara, but I mean, dude, there's too many roads here.
Top five spots skated all time, like without blowing spots. Also, like, because there's also that factor. Like, there's some spots where you can't really give away. Throw some descriptive shit.
Top five spots. Yeah, I mean, dude, I would have to describe roads.
Yeah, because there's some roads that people.
I would have to name roads, or vaguely just say, like, it wouldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Stopping spots. Or me being like, oh, this one run in Maryland, or like this one down here in Nashville. Because only certain runs have like nicknames, you know.
Yeah. Because then there's like the low key shit where you just.
I will tell you, one of my favorite roads in North Carolina is this road. It's called Howard's Knob.
Howard's
Knob. It's in Boone, and it's gnarly. It's not a lot of people skate it.
What's the grade?
We fire.
What's the grade?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know, man. I don't even know. It's very steep. It's got truck signs on it and shit.
It's not a gradual downhill. It's just straight fuck you.
Nah, like literally at the top, you can see. Instead of the top, you can see. You can't even like you, bro. You can see the shit just drop off, bro.
It's like,
and then it drops straight into a left, and there's like pavement changes, and you're like, do I slide or not? And it's crazy,
bro. Those roads scare me. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Yeah, those are different. I like the gradual builds, like the you know how you drop, and then you start. Next thing you know, you're going like 40, 50, 60. I haven't hit 60, but 40, 50 is like, oh.
Yeah, this run is like you push off and then you're standing up carving because you're going like 45. You're going and there's a left coming up and it's kind of blind. But you know you could grip it, like, if you get the right line. Like, if you hop up on this chunder on the outside and dip in at the right time, you could get it. But you got to be fucking 100% focused.
You're using big wheels, though, so that's nothing. Chunder ain't shit with big wheels.
Well, like, this run is a little wild because it's not just chunder. It's chunder and, like, it's, like, different levels, you know? And then there's, like, a fucking crack. And it's like if you the way you want to hit it, you want to like kind of carve before, but you want to carve, but you can't. You know, you kind of got to choose to stay on the chunder or to like dodge the chunder and go over late. I've done that too.
The drop it hard, not because now I'm picturing it. Because if it's 45, so 45 right now is my comfortable. Like about 45, I can be comfortable. Because 50, you know, anything above that.
Yeah,
everybody has their comfort range. So, like, once you, is it like an instant left 45?
Or like, and there's nowhere to slide. That's the other thing. There's nowhere to slide. There's like, it's chunder. It's too much chunder. You don't want to slide. Like, where you put your hand. Like, imagine this road with the double yellow, right? About 6 inches next to the double yellow in the lane. It's like this patch of pavement that's higher than the road, and it's really kind of, and it's in the patch, in the corner, in like the border of the patch, like 7 inches from the double yellow, there's another spacey part of the patch with like that's 4 inches with holes, like you don't want to fuck with it. Like, so you either want to be on the double yellow or all the way on the patch. Like, you don't want to be sliding there, or you're not gonna you're not going to survive. You're going too fast. Because there's no way to prepare, bro. You got to grip the shit. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like, people don't skate that shit. People don't skate. People in Boone, they don't skate Howards. I'm going on camera right now saying they don't do it. It's okay.
It's all but right.
It's like, bro, skating is for fun. Have fun with it. Like, if you're not having fun, then you're doing it wrong. You shouldn't be doing it. Like, have fun, man. I like doing stuff that is fucking gnarly, you know? Me personally. That's fun for me.
Like, it's entertaining the masses. Like, people go on YouTube, they watch, and they get inspired. And be like, oh, I want to skate like that dude. I mean, one of the rare black faces in skate in downhill skateboarding. Like, ain't there many brothers in downhill skateboarding.
It's fucking true, man. It's true.
Yeah. Like,
and then once this come around, you know, they for whatever reason they're not around for like that long, you know. Yeah. As long as, and then I feel like there's only a couple people that's been around like that long, like Dre Newbeam is one.
Okay.
I don't know how to say his last name for real, but he rides for Sector. He's fucking, I mean, for Seismic. Right. He's fucking shit. But I don't know, there's just not a lot of us that have been doing it for a long time and are still.
Exposure? We don't got enough exposure to it? Like,
yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's definitely it, man. If I didn't come from like a pretty good middle class background, you know,
yeah,
the kind of single only child situation where I have a half sister, but I didn't grow up with her, you know. So,
right.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely an exposure issue.
Bro, I was 26. It was a random occurrence at work.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How'd that go down?
I was, this motherfucker came in with this big ass dancer board, son. I didn't even know what the fuck that shit was. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this shit, bro? It's not a normal skateboard. So I started fucking with it. I was like, oh, this is same shit fun. Cause I'm a hood rat. I was straight hood rat at the time. So I was dirt, like, I ain't give a flying fuck about shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, I might go buy one of these shits. And, I don't know, Ghost Skate Day, June 21st, 2014 was the day I said I was going to skate for the rest of my life.
You copped the board and you loved it.
Yeah, bro, it was.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
You know that dude, Leon? You know my guy, Leon?
Yeah. I skated with him for like a good minute. Like, we used to hit circuit together, like.
That's my homie, bro. Yeah. I remember one day we was going to Longboard Loft, man. Going to Longboard Loft, and we was with this other dude, man. This other guy. I forgot his name, but it was like, he was this Mexican cat. He's a pretty cool cat, right? But he was kind of new to skateboarding, right? And like, bro, I remember like I was a block, maybe a block and a half behind these guys skating. Yeah. And all I hit was, BOW! Like, this, you know, this dude hit a car, bro. A car hit him. This dude hit a car. He got hit by a car in New York City, bro.
Yeah, like, it's not a
pushing flat ground, bro. And I don't know. I was like a dick, I was like in my head, yo, how did you just get hit by a car? Like, and there's no hills around. Like, how is not looking like that? Like,
nah, bro.
Chris, but I know New York gets wild. You know, I didn't see what happened. You know, like the car was probably in the wrong. It might have just straight hit him.
Yo, but, bro. You could be like straight up pushing, minding your fucking business, son. Somebody would just crump.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Like.
But dude, this guy, he couldn't really push. So I feel like he was stumbling to push and there was an intersection. And like, dude, fucking dude, he just didn't see the car coming, bro. Because the way he got hit to it, he snapped back up. He's like, yeah, I'm all right. I was like, dude. You're not all right. That was crazy.
Yo, why does that feel like I remember when I... Nah, I've never seen this shit. I don't think I've seen this shit. I heard stories probably about that shit.
Back with Solomon. I remember we went to Solomon Lang's place.
I know Saul.
Yeah, this rooftop place. It was actually a cool day now that I'm remembering it.
That's a wild.
I remember New York always used to have the gas, man, you know?
Yeah, we stayed with the good weed, bro. You know, there was used to be rumors about how we get out shit. There was mad stories. Like, when we had the sour diesel strain going on. We had that really potent sour. Now everything's legal. You can get the gas station, like, freaking corner store and gas station sell weed now. It's like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I can't wait for them to do weed, like, the delivery, man. Like, the Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, oh, Uber... Yeah. You know Uber gonna get into this shit real quick, like, oh, order your weed on Uber.com.
I mean, bro, we need to, like, fucking, you know, get a, you know, get some black people together in every city and, like, get to, you know, get a black tech company to get the black app, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Shit, we should have been on that shit for day one. There's probably somebody out here in the hood doing that shit right now. Like, yo.
Call that shit Puff Pass, dude.
There you go right there. That's the shit. That's your app. You might as well go copyright that. As soon as we end this shit.
I shouldn't even gave him that.
Nah, you can go. Let me tell you some shit. I'm not airing this till tomorrow, so you can go online right now, right after this shit, and copyright that shit with it right now.
Oh, my God. Let me get on that shit.
On God, so if somebody does buy that shit, they gotta pay you for that fucking name.
Yeah, for real.
Like, people be doing that shit, buying copyrights.
That's a good idea, though, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you come up with something, you come up with a name, you come up with a name, come up with an idea, like, copyrighted, patented, and then, like, if somebody else comes up with the same shit, but it's already patented and copyrighted, they gotta pay you for that copy patent.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. As much as I hate capitalism, we gotta survive with it. So the best way to gain capital is the easiest way.
You can't beat them. What they say, if you can't beat them?
Can't beat them, join them?
Yeah, for real.
Fuck, nah. I said if I can't beat them, join them until I can find out a way to get through.
Hey, yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, whatever. You know, you either fucking die the hero. You know what I'm saying, man? Or yeah. Long enough to turn into a villain, man. I didn't make the rules.
Nah, son, but you know we black, so with great power comes great responsibility.
What you mean? That's what Uncle Ben told Spider-Man. What that got to do with us being black? This guy is funny.
Yo, I don't know, bro, but that's how it works.
Life is great, though.
It is. It's a fucking joy. Life is an overall joy to have, like, the experiences. Like, I honestly, when you think about skateboarding and, you know, how it brings things together, how it puts things together, how it puts some people's lives in perspective, like, some motherfuckers be on some dirt paths out of nowhere. It's like, just 180.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
Yeah, man, I've definitely been in some dark fucking places, and skating is definitely an outlet for me, man.
Yeah.
So many different fucking occasions, bro. Skating actually saved me too, man. Like, I feel like when I was doing perks, and like, right before I quit doing perks, it was because I realized I couldn't do perks and like keep skating, bro.
Yeah, that shit takes away from everything, bro.
Yeah, I went to go skate in the mountains one day, like, after I was doing a bunch of perks, and I, like, fell on my face, and, like, my arms just, like, fold, like, flying out like that. Trying to put my arms up. Yeah, it just was, like, it was trash, bro. And I realized, I was like, I can't be doing this, man.
Shit, that shit. Fuck that. Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
Word, yeah. Dude.
Busting down perk 30s. You know what I'm saying? Sniffing them at fucking dollar bills.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember one time, I was in a house. I was in, no, not even a house. It was a motel. But these perk fiends, they used to live in it. They used to live in the motel. All
right.
And it was some crazy shit. It was like, it was all types of crazy shit. That shit, the place ended up getting fucking closed down. But yo, remember one time, I was in there, and they just had, like, some kids in there. There was just kids in there, like, while I was trying to pick up some perks, bro.
Yo.
And I was yo, why am I here? Like, what is this? But then I real, you know, I realized, like, these two perk fiends, they both had kids, right? But the kids that was in there, there might have been one kid that wasn't even their kid. They was, like, babysitting the kid while they was doing perks and, like, while they was trapping perks and shit. And I was like, oh, man, this is, like, this is a scene.
Yo. It's just like I'm so torn about that shit because I know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kinda like it kind of leaves me like I understand.
But they were just some addicts, man. Some addicts, good people though. I think one of them actually squared up this shit. I saw him. He looks bigger now. I think he stopped doing the perks, man.
Yeah,
it's good.
Nah, dude, I never sleep on people who fucking go through hard times, man, because I grew up around all that shit, so it's like, you look at it, you know they good people, but they gotta do, and certain circumstances forces your hand, so you gotta get a little dirty, and the darkest part is the kids, if you have children, they usually, there's no way to hide a child from all that shit, if you don't know that.
Yeah, man. This one dude I used to do perks with, his name was Bill, man. He was a good rapper, too, man. He was a good rapper.
Damn. Why does it sound like he passed away, bro?
Nah, I think he's still alive, man.
Good. That was whack, because you said, like, he died. I was like, damn.
I used to know him. Like, I don't know him anymore, you know, because I stopped doing perks.
So what's speaking of music, like what style of music are you? Like,
well, we weren't speaking of music, but nice pivot.
I know, yes. Right? Ah, you caught that. Most people don't. You smart, man. You got education. Somebody went to college.
Music, yeah, music is nice, man. We love music.
We love music.
Yes.
That was such a Marshawn Lynch fucking line. We love music. We love music. Music is nice. Yo, so where can people find your music? Where people can check it out? Like, I'm not going to ask you to spend a 16.
Last project is called Gas Pack. It's on all DSPs right now. And then a lot of my stuff I did before that is on SoundCloud. If you search Ryan Exotica, you can find my SoundCloud. Got a couple videos on YouTube if you search Rodney Exotica too.
Why the tag Rodney Exotica?
You know, it's just my alter ego, you know?
Copy. I think.
Yeah.
No,
the dark side of Ed, you know, like the dapper villain that I tap into whenever I need to. That actually I need to survive, but I keep in check with Ed, you know, the normal front facing guy, you know, who won't fucking just kill you, but in the background, like Ronnie, like wants to fucking bite you in the eyeball, you know what I mean?
So you
need that duality.
I feel you, but your full name is actually fire, Ed Garner.
My full name is Edward James Garner II.
Damn, that shit fire, bro. That shit fire, bro. Edward James Carter II, sir. You do not disrespect me. How dare you?
This shit sounds real posh.
It does. People would not expect, if you put that shit together on anything, you can get any application you want.
Like, oh, this guy British? Like, what's up with this guy?
It's like, he can't be black with a name like that, Edward.
Yeah, it's mad. No, literally, sometimes people see my shit. They're like, even actually fucking today, bro. Like, today I pulled up to get my Chick-fil-A, bro. And, like, I pulled up to the line, and, like, the fucking white bitch is like, Ed? And I was like, yeah, it's for me, like, you stupid bitch. Like, give me my fucking food. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy, man.
Motherfucking food. Why you gonna be racist, you motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's crazy. Like, I hate bringing that shit up, but, like, in skateboarding, it's like, it's low-key there, but it's not, but you don't want to talk about it. He's from Skate.
Like, it's everywhere, dude. Yeah, it's trash, everywhere. Bro. So it's gotta be in skating because it's everywhere.
It's trash, dude. It should be mad whack, bro. We just want to enjoy life and not have to deal with this crazy shit in the back of my mind. We always gotta think about this shit all day, every day, day. and skate and try to skate and have fun and be like, yo, I hope I'm not on this hill and we get an asshole cop. That's the shit that you also gotta deal with. Motherfuckers.
For real, man.
Shit. It's like, yo, we session. Damn, we got dip. Hope we don't get an asshole.
Like, I got stopped one time out here in Asheville while I was filming YCNC. And this fucking cop comes up. He stops us. Like, while I was skating, he already stopped my two filmers. It's got, like, a bulletproof jacket on it. It says sheriff. But, like, you know, I got an AR. So I peeped that he's got, like, he's got two AR clips in his fucking bulletproof jacket, which means he's got an AR in the trunk, you know what I mean? But my two white friends, they don't give a fuck, dude. They're talking to this guy like, bro, they're talking to this guy like there's a fucking bulletproof fucking glass between all of us, bro. Like,
yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, they're talking, bro, and I'm just like, yo, I swear, the cop, He kept talking to them, and they was talking to them. He was talking to them like they was talking back crazy, and then he would like look over to me, and I would just be looking like just dead face, like, yo, I'm not with these guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to mouth, yo, this is not my fucking opinion, bro. This is them. Like, this is not me. You know what I'm saying?
Don't add me into this shit. Please don't add me into this shit.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, it escalates. It's like, why are you taking him?
Yeah, the state trooper pulled up too. It was the same type of thing. We eventually just let us go. You know what I mean? But they was like, I was with two of my more talkative friends who like, I mean, and they're right. We should be able to skate wherever the fuck we want to. But hey, don't fucking tell the cop there that has the AR clips in his jacket. You know what I mean? At the bottom of this road, there was a trailer with this dude, swear to you, he had 12 Confederate flags outside of a trailer. Like, I never seen this many flagpoles, like, this close to each other, like, on a hillside. Like, he had some when he had, like, three little ones on it. Then he had another one, like, a big one. And then, like, it was fucking crazy, bro.
Bro, why do you need all that shit, son? Like, what is wrong with you? Why do you need 12 flags? You just need one.
Just put up a billboard that says, I'm...
like, word. You doing that extra. Like, what are you doing? Like, you just want to look at people like, yo, what are you doing, bro? Like, you extra. Like, you don't need to put up 18 flags at one time.
Yeah, I mean, because it's interesting, you know. I went to college in Boone, and now I live in Asheville. And, you know, in college in Boone, you know, the App State is pretty liberal, you know. I mean, at least they claim that's what, you know. It's pretty liberal, but yeah, as soon as you fucking get outside of Boone, you know, it's like all fucking, you know, people that think, you know, the white race is, you know, in peril and shit, you know what I mean? It's like, it gets real spooky hours when you get outside of like, the college town, you know. And Asheville's the same way. Like, Asheville's pretty... You know, it's cool. Like, it's cool, you know, cool spot.
Yeah.
But, hey, bro, you get fucking right outside, you know, you go, you know what I mean? Shit gets fucking spooky, bro.
It gets a little different because you in North Carolina still.
Yeah, on the gods.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'll never, there's a lot of things I'll never forget in life, man. Like, some of the experiences, man. Cops are fucking wild. Cops are wild. This is before skiing, so I'm already nervous. At some point, you know, I think I got to a point where in life I was like, yo, nah, fuck these niggas. I'm tired of this shit. Like, I'm not dealing with this bullshit no more. I'm not going to sit here and bully me. Like, if you're going to shoot me, you got to shoot me. Fuck this shit. I'll be a martyr. Because I tell my peoples, I was like, yo, son, don't y'all bitch out on me and talk about peaceful anything. Y'all better burn this bitch to the ground. Like, they want my little fucking niggas murder me on some, like, dumb shit. And y'all don't...
Don't just have a little visual.
Nah, don't
do,
have no...
Do some shit.
Nah, I don't have no visual shit out here. Y'all already know what I wanted. Like...
Yeah.
Like, full on, fuck these...
Rise up the teams.
No word. Don't even hold back. Don't even question the shit. I don't know why. You know what's actually what's really interesting is like how lucky this whole country is. How lucky we are in general. What's going on right now? Like being in this climate, skateboarding. Like it's
wild. What do you mean?
Like the whole Ukraine shit. The whole like we over here. Like nothing going on. Traveling, skating. Like some of our homies that skating in Ukraine can't even skate in the war because they got a war. So it's like, in perspective, it's just crazy.
People die every day, B.
Damn, that's definitely Maryland. That's that Maryland blood.
Niggas die every day, B.
It's like Maryland. I'm from Maryland. Niggas die every day. That's a fucking only thing I see from that state. I like going there though. Y'all different. Y'all definitely different. Y'all got more heart.
I'm about to drop my real friend's name, but I'm not gonna do that to him, man. But you know what I'm saying? Fucking love that dude, man. I hope he get to see his daughter sometime, you know what I mean?
Oh, bitches. Bitches be crazy.
Yeah, man.
Fuck, that's deep.
But, this came to me real quick. I was gonna make a joke, but then I was like, you know what? That's not even funny. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Like, my friend, I hope he gets to see his daughter one day, but I was like, it's not even funny. Like, I really do hope he gets to see her one day, you know?
That's deep.
But yeah, I mean, bro, you drinking with me, man? What you doing?
No, I don't drink.
That's good. Don't ever start.
No, I used to drink a lot. Like,
man.
I have a drink. I have a couple of. I got really drunk stories, bro. I was about to get raped by women. Drunk story. I got so.
Are you about to get raped by six men?
Oh, that would have been bad. No, by two women. I was gonna get raped by them because I got so pissy drunk.
He's cutting out, man. You said how many men?
About 8, 9, 10. I was enjoying it at the moment.
Crazy, bro.
That shit crazy. Women do that shit too. Like, that should be wild. I love my girls, but
they tried to. What happened?
Oh, I just broke up my girl, my homies. We went out to the 40/40 club, and I drank like a half a bottle of Henny.
Did you wake up in like a wooden with your head and arms was just in this wooden contraption?
BDSM
shit. She had like a strap on or some shit.
Dog, that shit was crazy. They probably would have took.
He was like, no.
They definitely could have took me home. They could have dragged me home if my boy wasn't there. That's how drunk I was.
This is not funny, but it is funny.
That shit is funny. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. That shit's still funny because I'm still a dude, and I probably would have enjoyed it still. But then I would have woke up like years later and said, damn, I got raped by two chicks back in.
That's crazy, man.
But now it's something to really think about, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you got to respect yourself and, you know, know when you're about to, I was about to say something and I was not going to. They're not gonna clip that. They're not gonna find that clip.
When you're young and dumb, when you're young and dumb, you realize things are not a good idea.
I was gonna say, you should know when you're about to get raped and not get raped.
Oh my god!
I still said it, but I'm
in trouble for this episode now.
I know that.
We're totally in trouble now. No,
but I didn't want to. Deprive the audience of not hearing.
Nah, so I joke about that shit because there's fucking instances in everybody's life where there's some crazy shit that goes down.
Yeah, man, you know? We just gotta respect all of our fellow human beings, you know?
Right, because different shit happens to different people at different times. So you'd be like, yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, women. You gotta love them, man. Love them, take care of them, protect them, you know? That's what
I said. Nah.
That's what I said.
Fuck these hoes. Nah. I'm joking, though. Some of them. Like, I think we need to start, like, keeping it real with all of us.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta stop bullshitting each other.
Nah, man, we gotta keep this guys up, man. See how fucking ridiculous it gets.
Nah, so I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of this uneasy honesty.
We gotta keep this shit up. Yeah, out of hand it gets.
Like, I'm gonna wait 18 years to tell you, oh, that's not your baby.
See how, yeah, to see how far they're gonna take this shit. I think it's fun. I think it's gonna be fun. What do you think?
It's exciting, bro. You know that Be A Man post? That Be A Man, if you see a guy, see this girl's gonna be toxic and ruin your entire life, get a name tattoo and see your chest.
Bro, yeah, that was funny as heck, bro.
Yeah, I think that's life.
Yeah, that's deep. We always see the red flags and we're like, oh yeah, that's where I need to go.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's no, I think this is a good idea, but let's do it anyway.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you have a good time.
I think that's just our flaw. We need to stop doing that. We need to be stronger, you know, and fucking.
That's a good idea.
Our priorities. And this is taken from a dude who's done some dumb shit.
Nah, bro, it's a good idea to do.
It taught me that other people shouldn't do dumb shit.
Yeah, there we go. Other people shouldn't do dumb shit.
Yeah.
But like, I was thinking about this shit like. It takes brave people to do dumb shit to advance society. So sometimes doing dumb shit is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. But you should never, like, plan to do dumb shit, I don't think.
No.
I think in retrospect, it's good to be like, look, you know, that was dumb, but I learned from it. But I don't think you should go out and be like, you know, I'm gonna do some dumb shit and it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's a difference. You know what I'm saying?
You should go outside, Sam, and do some dumb shit.
Yeah.
I think that's that prank shit, bro. People that prank people for YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, how you? I'm still wondering how homies ain't get shot yet.
Nah, dude, if I was buff, bro, and somebody pranked me, and like, bro, and I start hooking off of them, and they say it's a prank, I'm still getting three in, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the craziest shit to me. When they prank, like, somebody who they know could, like, fold them up, and then they immediately start being like, yo, it's a prank. Like, nah, bro, you just signed up for this.
You can't fold it, bro.
Yeah, you just signed up for this, bro.
You impressive, nigga. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hold on, I gotta open up my window real quick because I can't have this enclosed smoking area.
Yeah.
Oh, I can still hear you, brother. I can still hear you.
Show for show.
It's the beauty of
iPhone together, man. Chilling.
What's some of the gnarliest experiences you had skateboarding, man?
Some of the gnarliest. Shoo! Yeah. Definitely like passing cars. When there's like another car coming up. That definitely was pretty gnarly. I don't know, skating with friends, you know, that shit gets pretty gnarly sometimes too. But I don't know, man. I feel like the gnarliest shit is always involved like open road situations with cars. Like that's really where it gets. That's the essence of it, man.
Yeah, because you can't simulate instinct.
Yeah. Like, again, you know, one of the gnarliest things that sucked was when somebody was in front of me riding with a brace. They had a brace on because this dude broke his wrist, but he was still riding with a broken wrist. And he fell into this dude in front of me. He had a knuckle puck on, right?
Yeah, so that's how that happened?
Yeah, and then when he was getting up, he frantically, like, getting his board, he kicked the board up the hill, like, into the apex, and I was minding my own business trying to avoid the crash, and then the board just kind of fucking hit my hand when I was gripping toe side and just obliterated my hand.
Right, that shit wasn't even your damn fault, bro.
I remember seeing the picture,
and it was like the sequence of the picture, and it hit your finger. I was like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So I mean, after that, man, I take shit easy, man, because it's like now I know, man. Like life is not fair, you know, and it's just you know.
Yeah.
And so life is about how you deal with shit, you know. So there's shit that you can't control, and this life is about how you fucking deal with shit. So I really learned that viscerally with, like, you know, being damn near handicapped with my right hand. So I don't know, man. My outlook on life is just, it's a little bit better, you know? The shoulder shit still gets me out of whack sometimes, but life is good, man. I really like, you know, living in Asheville, having my own little fucking little apartment. It's cool, man.
My G, I'll be real with you. I had one serious race. I was in third. I crashed out at a wet draw. And the crash was more exciting than the fucking actual race after that. I was like, I ain't give a fuck about this shit no more. Racing was dead. It was like straight dead in my eyes. I was like, I didn't want to race. I just wanted to like bomb hills and just like rip.
Just like being at the event.
Yeah. It was just that feeling. Like I could skateboard. Like I could finally skate this. Like I put, like, you know how you set a goal for some shit? And then when you finally make that shit happen, you just like, oh shit. I don't even want to race no more. I want to actually just do this. Just do this and make a lifestyle out of this shit. Like,
how, yeah, I feel you, bro.
Like,
I feel you. I think I'm coming to that point myself, bro. You know, like, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get fucked up, dude. I've been getting fucked up, and I don't know. I can't be getting this fucked up, you know. I might have to step back from skating for a little bit.
Bro, you get fucked up at races, bro. That's the shit. Like, every time I hear about you getting fucked up, like, when I hear about it, it's at a race, it's at an event.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I get fucked up in various situations.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I just got to stop doing it. That's what it's coming down to, you know. It's getting to be a lot.
You're taking risk.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I'm getting older, you know, so it's just a lot to think about, you know. On one side, I'm like, fuck it, I want to do all this shit again right now. Then on the other side, it's like, yo, how reasonable is that, you know?
How much fun this is going to be 10 years from now?
Yeah, like, when I'm going, when I'm 37.
Yeah.
Is my body just going to be, like, destroyed, you know?
I mean, but it's all about, I feel like it's all about how you take care of it and what do you do with it.
Yeah.
And then, rather than, like, it's complicated because you don't know. Like, you just don't know.
But, you know, I'm gonna keep doing it till the wheels fall off, man.
Yeah.
I keep kind of re-engineering my skating when I get injured sometimes, you know, to just kind of switch it up and, right. You know, but recently I was getting back into free riding, you know, kind of stepping away from the super fast shit. And that was fun. I was having a blast doing stand-up slides again.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to just take it easy, man. Take it easy. My shoulder, the MRI was just, the comparison between the two MRIs was kind of, it didn't make me feel that good, man. It made me feel that, like, I might need to get surgery sooner than later, you know. And so that's making me reevaluate a lot of shit. Like, I originally, before today, I was like, man, I just 5 weeks, I'll be back. But now I'm thinking about, you know, just longevity, my survival and shit, you know. But right. It's the typical after injury type shit, you know. But
right.
I'm getting older. It's, you know, but fucking, I love skating, man. I don't owe skateboarding a damn thing. Like, skateboarding is fucking giving me so much shit, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I could stop at any moment and still be happy with my time skating, you know. But I don't want to stop at the same time. But then at the same time, you know, I don't want to have to get a shoulder replacement. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can kind of, like, change the style, change what you do, but keep skating. Like, it's not always, it's not always about, like, pushing limits, trying to be number one in the world.
Yeah, for real. For real. It's a dance.
Yeah, that's the shit.
When I get on the board sometimes, I got one mode. I'm just like, go, man.
Yeah.
Go.
You ever go into these, like, these fucking hypnotic states, like where you just zone out, the world disappears.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, so that shit ain't wild when you skate and it's just like, for a second, like everything just clicks, like you just flowing through.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That shit is therapy in action.
Yeah, that shit is wild. That is wild.
It's the best. It's the best. That's why we all do it. That's why we're all addicted to it.
Right.
That's why I still want to do it after fucking ripping my shoulder out 10 times. Fucking my hand up, tearing every ligament in my left ankle, dislocating my patella, you know, all these injuries, bro.
I got my pinky, though. I can't.
Oh, for real? That's the most you can do?
Yeah.
That's oh, shit.
Yeah. That's, I was going down this hill, well, they don't call it Section 8 no more, but this hill called Section 8 over by in Kansas City. It's like some basic shit. I just turned the corner and I was trying to clear that little bit of gap. And I got hooked onto the curb and just went flying, bro. Like, you know, the shit you've done 1,000 times. Like, oh, a little moderate speed, turn around and shit. And then hook it down the straightaway. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Because it was just a little turn. Not, hell, what is it? It goes, when you're heading into it, you go straight. You drop down, and you make a right, and that's my toe side. And I went wide, because I wasn't expecting it. Just haven't rolled wide. I haven't rolled, like, tight trucks in a while.
Yeah.
So.
It was over.
Yo, bro. And you know, you cocky, too. I was cocky about it, and I was making it turns like, oh, I'm just going to bomb right into this shit, too. Because I was like.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, fucking everything was
tight. Sure.
So I'm coming into it. And as I'm turning, I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, I cleared it. And as soon as I look up, the look, you know, because you're going to look where you're going to go to next, yo, I feel my wheels go, and my body Superman straight out, like arms out like this, bro. I'm in the air looking at it sideways. That shit was wild. I've never seen the world sideways before. That shit was fire as fuck. Splatted. I thought my shoulder was fucked up. Turns out it was just my pinky, so and I was left with this.
Damn, man. That's gnarly.
Yeah. It's fun times, bro. Like I
wouldn't. How long ago was that?
Back when I was in Kansas City, 2001.
Oh, shit. So your shit, sis. You're not going to get your feelings back.
No. It's 2020. Late 2020, early 2001, I believe. I don't remember exactly the day. That shit just hurt.
2020, 2021, you mean?
Yeah, because I was in Kansas City because I came back.
Okay, you said 2020, 2001. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah, when was that?
Between that time, because it's like the end of 2020.
You just named 20 years apart.
I was out in Kansas. I was out of New York in November, and then I dipped.
And then I was like, 2001? How old is this dude?
Nah, because I was trying to remember the day. I know it's in between that time. I think it's 2021 because it was.
You could get some more feeling back eventually into that pinky.
You think I can? I can?
I think so because that's what I'm hoping for mine.
I love your enthusiasm. Yes. That's what I know. Like, but I be on my shit though. I kind of do be sitting here like trying to, like, will it? Like,
yes,
I ain't gonna front because it was my fault because I didn't go to the hospital.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I didn't know. I thought it was a sprain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dude, I had a fucking thing on this hand where I dislocated this pinky and my friend just pulled it and it's fine, you know? And that shit happened like maybe a year before this. But this shit, man, it's like, I don't know what happened. I don't know if the lady, like, when she first pulled my shit, fucked my shit up. If the surgeon fucked it up, like, if I'm just smoking too many spliffs and it's not going to heal. But I feel like, I don't know, bro. My mind just be racing. Like, why is my shit not healing? Because the doctor said it would heal by now. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. If it was dislocated.
Nah, they was broken and shit. They was broke. They was like this, man. They was like right, like, like that.
Oh.
And they was this way. Like, you know, your head's like this. These two fingers, they was like this, bro.
Oh, you crossed your fingers?
Not crossed. They were just like bent, and this one was like limp on the other one, like hanging on this other one that was bent. But my hand was like this. These ones was like going off to the side. Yeah, bro. Yeah. So I mean, they kind of were mangled, you know. And they say none of the tendons were fucking fucked up. So I think, bro, I think just with time, like, I think with time, they'll just eventually, I'll eventually get my, I'm really being optimistic and I'm staying positive, bro.
I mean, I can curl down, but I can't curl up. I can't push up.
Okay, that's good. You know, I would like to curl down too. Maybe I'm going to get that back.
I got
to
get puck risers now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't
know. You know what you should do though?
What?
You should just get like some athletic tape for like your gloves and just tape that pinky to the other hand.
And do that.
You know, so that tape it so that you could bend, and like when you extend, it extends with this other finger so that it's out the way.
So uncomfortable. Nah, because so I have a joint that can displace itself on its own. So it looks like it's straight. So my back joint. Yeah. This is straight. Nobody can see this shit. It's fucked.
But does the top of your pinky extend? Can you do it like manually? Can you make it straight?
That's all I'm going. I ain't going nowhere. It's not
doing. But what about with your other hand? Can you can you straighten it out?
Nah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. You're gonna have to get a puck riser or some shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's skateboarder though. It's worth it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade it for millions.
I feel you, bro.
That experience out there, because I just got into traveling and I was like, I don't want nobody else sponsored. I don't want none of that shit. I just want to have fun. And fuck this shit.
Yeah, man. It's literally the most important thing. If you're not having fun, then like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because what's the real reason you got into skateboarding? When you first started skateboarding, bottom of your heart, what was the real fucking reason you got into this shit and you really think about that shit? And
I thought it was cool, man.
Right. You know, you wasn't thinking about like, oh, I'm going to be at all this shit. I'm going to be the fucking man. Like, nah, it was more like.
Ah, bro. This shit is chill as hell.
Word. And you do it and you actually succeed. You actually excel. Like, you kind of like, oh, maybe I can do something with this shit. It's tough to transform in that shit.
It's natural. Yeah, it's natural, man. I mean, it should be. Like, the people that force this shit, I don't know how you could do that, man.
Right. There's a lot of people that go into with a mindset that's different. Like, they go crazy.
Yeah, and it's just like, it sucks the fun just being around those type of people.
Yeah.
It just sucks the fun out of it.
But most times they wind up quitting.
For real.
Because they're not, first they expose themselves, they don't skate that much.
Yeah. They either quit or they end up becoming chill once they realize they're like, bro, that shit, no one likes that shit. Even if they're faking it, they'll learn how to fake be chill.
I guess.
That's what I've learned. You know, like literally, a lot of people that are like that, you know, fucking like gremlin super corporate skaters, like they know when to fucking turn the cool facade on.
Facts. It's kind of weird though, because you can see it. When you're a real ass motherfucker, and you see that shit turn on, you be like, ew.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sometimes, but sometimes, like, you know, if it works for them, it works for them, man. So, never.
Well, you let it vibe out. You'd be like, all right, it's cool. I'll fuck with it.
Yeah.
Everybody got to have that lane, in a sense.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. As long as you just, I demand respect and just float in a certain way in the world, man. So, it's like, I don't know. Like, my personal experience and just skating has been, you know, just to get in the fucking drama fucking side for a little bit. But it's like, I'll hear some shit about somebody. And, like, a lot of the times, like, that same person, like, I've never seen that side of them. in my, like, when they've been around me, because I don't know. I guess people just act super chill around me. Yeah. Is what people have told me too. Like, people, my friend tells me, like, people, he would treat you a different way because you're you. Like, I don't see it that way. Like, I'm just me. I'm another dude.
What does that even mean, though? What does that mean, people treat you the way you are because you?
It means that, like a dude might have been a dick to my fucking homie, but around me, like, he's fucking smiling and, like, giving the appearance that he's the coolest dude ever. But then I don't know, like, maybe that's just my energy that I bring that out of him. Like, I don't know.
That shit but happens, though. You can't even front. Like, sometimes that shit be happening in real life, bro.
Yeah, I got, like, I'm really, like, a funny-ass dude. Like, I'll make, like, the shittiest person be laughing and, like, be thinking when they was a kid again and shit. Like, I'll bring the good out of a person. So, like, it literally do happen. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, like,
why,
I don't know.
Why you fuck with him? Because... Bro, we not trying to fight up in this bitch, son. It might be one. We can't wild up. I actually had to have somebody tell me that shit one time. It was Big Wave. He's like you can't be up here wilding because there's too many white people.
I didn't know for real. Yeah, I would have been like, fuck these white people.
Nah, he...
But he might have been right. I don't know.
Nah, he was right. So he know better. But he hood rat white.
Oh, okay.
Like, he biker white. He's hood rat / biker white. Like, he hangs around black people and white people. So, that balance.
Okay.
Yeah, so you know that balance. He's like, yo, son, you can't do that. They scared it.
Yeah.
You're intimidating when you do shit like that. And I was like, I'm not code switching for these motherfuckers today. Fuck them.
Yeah, man, it's like, dude, you do your thing, man. Fuck people.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you don't want to code switch for nobody, so now you got to deal with it. You don't want to sit there and be like, all right, son, so this is what's going to be.
They killed Malcolm and Martin. Killed Malcolm and Martin, my
SMD,
nigga.
SMD, B. You could never.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they caught me when they killed Malcolm, because Malcolm was about that shit, and it was his own people they traded him on. CIA op. They got some random kid on his deathbed. I think the guy said it on his deathbed. He killed him. He set him up.
Wait, who? Which one?
Malcolm. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Did you see the one where they kind of fucking solved it, the Malcolm one? It was like this. It was this mosque in New Jersey.
Yeah,
and they do this shit the whole time.
The I don't know. It's some CIA
and
shit.
And the dude died. I mean, bro, there was definitely a lot. Like, bro,
there's a lot of.
I feel like I don't know. Who knows, bro? Who knows? But there was definitely probably a lot of organizations involved.
Words, you know? Man. I think Tupac was assassinated.
Nah, I don't think Tupac was assassinated.
I think that
What happened with Tupac was, like, Tupac was actually, like, talking shit to this dude. And then, like, they shot at him. Yeah, like that. Like, that night, Tupac was talking shit to these niggas. And then he was just like, yo, whatever. And they shot him.
That shit's just whack, so I'm gonna keep... That shit's so sad, though.
I mean, bro, I love conspiracies, too. But then it's like you hear that, like, a lot of these, and especially in the black community, a lot of these conspiracies was just like fucking hood shit, bro.
Word.
It was just black people shit, like, and then people not snitching for this long, like, that's literally all it was. And then we was just blaming it. It was like, nah, this nigga did it. And everybody just held it down. It was like, what? But that's just so, like, it's not, like, a good ending to, like,
so many,
like, yeah, that's so lame. Like, you know, that's what happened.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the easiest
story. We do know, like, with the Malcolm and Martin shit, like, we know for sure that the FBI was surveilling them 24/7. Like, so they knew about a lot of shit. They probably might have known about an assassination play that was in play, but they couldn't, like, tell the people because of, like, you know what I'm saying?
What if they flipped it? They flipped the dude on the inside and get him assassinated.
Yeah, that could have happened. That could have happened for sure.
The Martin Luther King shit was like, that was fucked up, bro.
Yeah, like I feel like that was definitely some weird shit for
very,
sure.
Very sneaky ex-Marine. Don't play with me, boy.
I mean, dude, look what they just did to the dude Epstein. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's right. Crazy. So it's like we know kind of that shit. We know crazy shit happens. You know?
Right. And somebody just don't die mysteriously when the tapes don't work. That's just wild, son. I can't believe our government really did that shit. Motherfuckers made a whole person disappear like that and nobody cared.
Yeah, you know, like George Bush, the first George Bush?
Yeah.
He was like, George Bush, the first George Bush, he used to work for the CIA, bro.
Yeah, the old man Bush?
Yeah.
Yeah, that motherfucker's a CIA op.
Do you know he was in Dallas like the weekend that JFK got killed. Just chilling.
What?
But hey, like this is the shit that you like people don't talk about, but it's okay.
Nah.
I just keep it pushing and get money, bro.
It's quiet, bro. I don't know nothing.
Yeah. But nah, yeah, look that up. Everybody that's listening, look that up too. If you think I'm just making shit up, look that up.
I'm high as fuck right now. I'm having munchies. I getting higher.
Bro, I was listening to a Zip in a Double Cup the other day. Get higher. That Juicy J, he's like, yeah, put some Raid in a blunt. Get higher. It's like, yo, what the fuck is this nigga talking about, bro?
It's a raid.
Now I feel like the lyrics in that song was just crazy. Like, it's like, yo. Put a Four Loko in a double cup and then put an 8-ball in that shit. Get higher. Like,
wow.
But he would just say some shit and then scream, get higher. Like,
yo. All right. So, remember when Four Loko first came out? This is back when I was drinking like a fucking savage. I was mad. I had a heart. I had a soul. And I became a little
I big. Missed the real Four Lokos. I missed the real Four Lokos. Like, I didn't get to drink those.
You did?
Nah, I started drinking like after that.
Bro, you didn't want that. You didn't want that soul breaking.
It was crazy.
Bro, you wasn't finishing that half a can, bro.
For real?
Dead ass.
A half a can, you was done.
You was cooked, bro.
For real, you was cooked, bro,
because I was...
Oh my God, I want one now. I want to drink one right now.
Bro. So I'm 30. I'm about to be 36 this year.
Okay. Bill, you know, you look pretty good for 36.
It's just not bad, right?
It's yeah, you look like my age, man.
Yeah, son. Black don't crack. We good. This shit work.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's it. But, what was I saying? I'm going to forget this.
Four Loko, half a can.
Right. So half a can, right? These are train moves. This is back when I was young, so I was like 18, 19, 20, just grabbing Four Lokos out the thing. You know, these niggas don't have ideas. It's wild kids.
Yeah.
It's like the mid, it's 2010. It's gonna fuck with you. So, half a can, bro, you earling on the train, son. I remember I've earled on the whole train drinking a half a can Loko. That's it. That's all I needed, a half a can.
Man.
Anybody. Wow. So I seen whole girls get broken off a half a can. Like, she's talking about, like, you be out here, like, with your homegirls, like, all right, I'm gonna go that time. Like, yo, for real? You don't wanna drink all that shit. That's the next thing in the fucking corner. Like,
half a can.
Crying off of a half a can. This is my high school, it's like end of high school and the college days when the shit dropped, too. So,
yeah.
Yo, it was a good death. I can't lie to you. It was a good.
What was the best flavor? What was the best flavor when it came out? It was the craziest flavor.
Weirdo, because I like watermelon.
Yeah. Okay.
I fucked the
watermelon. Hey, somebody died off the Four Loko too, man.
Right? They did. They had a heart attack.
That's why they was like, oh, okay, wait a second.
Yeah, because somebody with heart problems.
Crazy.
Because somebody with heart problems got drunk and caffeinated at the same time and died. So ruined it for everybody else without heart problems.
Damn.
Damn. So yeah, that high was wicked, bro. Like you was a powerful person if you get through a whole can of Four Locos.
Damn.
Yeah. I stopped drinking after throwing up on Ray Coleman's van.
On a what?
Ray Coleman's van. I threw up on his van. Well, I didn't throw up on the van. I threw up out the window.
Damn.
Yeah, I got fucking wasted. I had tequila, Fireball.
Shit.
I love whiskey, so of course I'm down on the whiskey real quick.
Fireball is just the shittiest whiskey, man.
It's disgusting. I don't know how people drink that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for people who don't know alcohol.
Yeah, man.
And it was something else, but, like, yeah, and I threw up on the side of the van. That was, like, the last time I really drunk. I got fucked up.
Yeah, you can't drink tequila and whiskey and something else.
Well, yeah, it was good for you. It gives you spirit. It'll teach you lessons that for the future.
Oh, yeah, it'll make you feel great until you just, like, are not, until you're just throwing up.
Yeah, and when you're sitting on a when you finally sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't really fuck with that. The liquor, I don't fuck with the Browns. The liquor that crazy nowadays. You know, I'd stick to my beer and just chill.
The beer is the OG's move. See, I remember talking to an OG beer drinker, right? Motherfucker, yeah. Like, yo, I could drink a beer all day. I could drink one beer. All day. No, not all day. I could drink a beer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and be all right.
Yeah.
Like, it'd just be all right.
And
it's like, if I want to take it overboard, I'll
drink liquor. Under God.
Yeah. Because then you get this nice little buzz. You just run through the buzz all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A beer with each meal, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't do that shit right now. I got the little blow and go device in my car at the moment.
Yeah, you can't do nothing.
Yeah, man. I got to plan out my drinking. It's a whole thing. But it's good, man. You know, you should be drinking all the time.
No.
And you got to learn your lessons and, grow up and all that jazz.
Yeah, grow up, don't drink alcohol too much. Don't drink in excess. Yeah, because when you're young, you just do it. It's fun. It's exciting. Like, you didn't have it before. Now it's accessible to you. Especially college.
Yeah.
I got my sister racked, bro. I got my sister fucked up. I went to a college, and she gonna hate me, but I'm gonna shit herself. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. I used to be that type of person, like, we gonna drink hard. She thought she could keep up with her brother. I'm like, nah. She really thought she did. I was like, all right, she's holding in there. Next thing you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is bad.
That's funny as hell.
This is so bad. Yeah. I used to get people, I like getting people to smoke weed for the first time. That shit dope.
Yeah, man, I fuck with the weed, smoke weed every day.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm about to wrap this shit up because it's like, I got to go to work. And be
yeah, it's been good, man. It's been good.
It's definitely been good.
Checking in with you, man.
Bro,
hopefully you got some usable stuff you could clip together and shit.
Yeah. Oh no, none of this is unedited. Like, this is all how it is, like raw.
Like, chatting,
bro. Yo, how we do this shit live? But like, tell people what you got going on, bro. Like, what's coming up? What, like, how to hit you?
Oh hell yeah, they can tap in on Instagram, Ronnie Exotica. I got some music coming out later this year, and, you know, I'm either going to get some surgery or, you know, return to skating, but, you know, even if I get the surgery, I'll be back skating, but I'm on the up and up doing some crypto right now, so, you know, making a shit ton of money. Yeah, just look out for me, man. Ronnie Exotica, be well. Yeah.
Bro, I didn't even know you on crypto. See, we didn't even get into crypto. We got into mad shit. You talk about crypto markets.
Hell yeah.
That's crazy. This is the thing when two smart black people come on and start having a conversation, it's kind of like dangerous. But anyway, yo, bro, I actually do have to be responsible.
Yeah, man. Peace out, man. It's been good.
Word, man. It's been great.
Hell yeah.
Man. Be safe.